Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Matt Damon has been in Australia this past week promoting his new movie, Elysium. It's a sci-fi thriller exploring tough issues like immigration, healthcare and class. Real concerns we face in the world today. Our esteemed film critic, Ben McKechnie, went along to the film and he joins us now with his unique take on it all. As always, Ben, welcome back.
Good evening, Lee and listeners. How are things?
Very fine. All the better for hearing from you. Give us a run through the storyline, Ben. What's it all about?
Okay, so imagine the future Los Angeles and that the poor continue to live on Earth. So we're focusing on Los Angeles, but all across the Earth, the poor are the ones that live on this depleted, ravaged planet. And then above the planet is this floating space station called Elysium. And within the space station, the rich live in the space station. And it's this like artificial habitat floating above the Earth. And it's a place where things like sickness can be healed. So the rich live up there, the poor live on Earth. Matt Damon's character, Max, is a former convict released from jail. He's doing a dead-end job. And then he has his whole life wanted to get to Elysium. A couple of things happen that force his quest forward, and then the rest of the movie is about, will he make it to Elysium?
Wow, what a storyline. And there's a fair bit of commentary that, given the political and social state we're in at the moment, that it's very current.
Well, that's right. Look, there's people smuggling in space going on in this movie. And as your listeners would be well aware, in this election campaign that we're in at the moment, for the Australian federal government, the amount of talk about boat people and refugees, immigration, border protection, and all that kind of thing is just everywhere. And it's incredible that a film like Elysium has popped up right at this time, which, as you said in your introduction, and you're exactly right, the film does deal with security issues and about sharing what we have and who can live where and citizenship and all this kind of thing. So incredibly, for a science fiction film, it's remarkably timely about some of the issues that it's raising and stirring up people to think about.
So take us through, in practice, how they explore some of those issues. What's the plot line? Where do they fit in?
Yeah, there's a character played by Jodie Foster in the film, and she's effectively like the head of state security up on Elysium. And the way that she deals with these illegal immigrants that are trying in their spaceships to get to Elysium is shoot them all down. So just blow them out of the sky, obliterate them, because as she says, she's trying to protect her house. So if your house is being invaded, how do you protect you and yours?
Yep.
Well, you don't wait for them to come in and have a chat, seemingly. In Elysium, her ruthless rule is to just blow them out of the sky. So that's presented definitely as the negative option in Elysium. And another option that goes increasingly through the film, that kind of escalates through the film, is that all people should be allowed access to Elysium. So effectively, like, all people should be citizens of the greater universe, of this better world that exists. All people should be allowed in there. But the problem with that message that's going through Elysium is that the way people want to enact that, the way people want to enable that to happen, is still largely driven by selfish motivation, which is definitely where Jodie Foster's character also is coming from.
So it raises the issues. Does it present many solutions?
That's the kind of the yes and no of Elysium. So the Jodie Foster one, you could argue, yep, that's an option, that's a solution. But as the film demonstrates, that doesn't actually solve the problem. So that's put forward as this will resolve it, but on screen we see, no, it doesn't. And then there are a couple of other solutions that are presented. What I was continually struck by was the motivation behind the solution. So, again, you think about, if you relate it back to the real world, and we think about, we'll just focus on Australia, and the amount of different policies that have been put forward in the last decade about how to deal with immigration and the immigration issue that Australia faces, and that many other countries do around the world. You think about all the different policies that have been put forward. They're all solutions of some description, but they all haven't worked. And Elysium, she demonstrates the same thing, that there's one of the kind of plot twists in the movie. I don't think this is giving too much away. Is that, so the Jodie Foster solution, that's not working. So there's this, she actually puts into process this plan to reboot Elysium and to change the way people are allowed to get in And she really is doing that so she can then fully control Elysium, and so she can fully dictate who can or cannot come in there as well. So it's a slight nuance on what she's doing by blasting people out of the sky. And it just goes back to that point of there are solutions that are presented, but I think it begs the question, what's the motivation lying underneath what you're presenting? And then from that motivation, do you really think your solution will work?
Yeah. Matt Damon did a fair bit of press. We saw him while he was in Sydney. What's his take on the messages in the movie, Ben?
From what I gathered, he was suggesting that Elysium isn't really a message movie, or don't badge it as a message movie. You know, these movies are... So if you call a movie a message movie, that's usually in a negative way. You know, sort of movie that you think is preaching at you?
Yep.
That kind of film. So I think Matt Damon's trying to distance himself from that, saying Elysium isn't that movie, it's not preaching at you. I think he's right, although, and again, keep going back to this character Jodie Foster plays, there's a lot of her dialogue that is so clearly based on what is happening in the world today. She uses phrases like administration, sort of if people come into your house, like all this sort of terminology that clearly points you back to what's happening in our world today. So as much as Matt Damon suggests that the movie's entertaining and fun and dealing with issues but not ramming them down your throat, you can't watch Elysium and not think about the issues that are going on in the world today.
Yes.
There is just no way. So I don't think the film itself, though, is actually trying to point us in a particular direction. However, the direction of the film increasingly tends towards what we spoke about just earlier, which is this kind of suggestion that if drop all borders, if you just allow everybody in, if everyone becomes a citizen of Elysium, then that will be better. That does seem to be the overarching message that is building throughout Elysium. And if you then take that back to our real world, you think, well, that is sort of suggesting that the way to solve or a solution for immigration issues is just to knock down borders and to allow everybody in.
It's a very interesting way of portraying all those kind of questions. So what can people take away from this film? What can, say, Australia's political leaders take away from it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I wonder if all the political leaders have sat down at a screening of this film. I hope that they and other people watching this film would keep questioning the underlying motivations, thought processes, belief systems that people are coming from when they present the solution to this people smuggling in space crisis that's going on in Elysium. And look, what I thought really is at the core of all of this is that no matter what solution is put forward in Elysium, and actually it seems the same in the world, in around our world, no matter what solution is put forward, if people continue to be selfish, if people continue to not want to share things with one another, if people continue to want to look out for themselves, and that's the sort of the default position of people, and I think we could agree that's largely humanity, that's kind of our issue. If that remains our issue, then the solutions that are presented in Elysium and in the real world, I'd be arguing, are destined to fail. So the question I'm asking is, what do we do about that central issue of human selfishness?
Yeah.
And us as Christians, we always go back to it. You jump back to the gospel, you go back to Jesus Christ. But think about how Jesus is the most selfless human that ever existed. What he did for selfish humanity is incredible. And he's such an amazing portrait of selfless acts to share with those who are selfish. I kept, from Elysium, jumping back to what Jesus did and thinking, wow, if we could sort out this issue at the heart of people, then I think we could actually come up with real solutions, which all I can see around the world today is a solution is in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You are such an insightful bloke. So glad, as always, you've joined us. Ben McKeegan, thank you,
mate,
so much.
You've flattered me way too much. But thanks, Lee, and it's always great to talk about movies and the deeper messages that are in them.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.